William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Last Masterpiece, a novel of World War II Italy by Laura Morelli, performed by Stina Nielsen and Krista Lewis. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/The Last Masterpiece. It contains a map of Italy pertinent to the novel. For Florence. In its beauty, all at once complicated and simple, fragile and mighty.
Prologue. Those works of art which we owe to the genius of the Italian nation are to be returned to the open cities of Rome and Florence, where they can be protected from terror bombing and safely preserved for Europe. Adolf Hitler. Use every means of transport to get all works of art out of Florence, saving works of art from English and Americans. Get anything away you can get hold of. Heil Hitler. Heinrich Himmler. War in Italy is like fighting in a goddamn museum. General Mark Clark. Captured documents of the German Kunstschutz, catalog entry 276. Lucas Cranach, the Elder, Adam and Eve Oil on Panels, 1528, originally from the collection of the Uffizi Galleries, Florence. This pair of vertical panels shows Adam and Eve in that fateful moment when they decide to disobey God. Lucas Cranach, one of Germany's greatest artists, painted many versions of this subject, but this pair could be his most accomplished and beautiful example. The figures stand against a dark background, disguising their nudity with carefully placed tree branches. Eve stands to Adam's left, the sinister side, as is customary for this subject. The devil, in the form of a serpent, coils down from the branches to whisper into Eve's ear, prompting her to pick a fruit from the tree of knowledge. She has already taken a bite of the apple. Soon, the bewildered Adam, who scratches the crown of his head in confusion, will also taste the fruit, and God will banish them from the Garden of Eden. In these panels, Cranach captures the moment when Eve holds the fate of humanity in a single bite of forbidden fruit, when evil separates from good, the moment of an irreversible decision that will set humanity on its destructive course, the moment when a woman who has seen something beautiful, irresistible, gives in to the terrible beauty of temptation, the moment when she decides to take something that isn't hers to take.
Part 1. Before. Spring 1943 to summer 1944.
We should hope that the victor decides to leave things the way they are out of respect for our culture. That culture for which we should stand solidly, for which we should be witnesses, protectors, and martyrs if necessary.
Roberto Longhi, Art History Department Chair, University of Florence. 1. Eva. When I emerge from the salt mine in the blinding noon, I find my brother hiding behind a boulder so no one will see him crying. Um Gottes Willen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?